This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of signs for the good guys, folks. That would be us. A young man who was an avowed socialist, a Democrat. He sent a video of himself tossing the Clinton's books, Hillary's book, Bill Clinton's book, in the trash. Then, in the same video, you see him tossing Obama's Audacity of Hope in the trash. I want you to understand this kid was a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, up front in your face, avowed socialist, and he sends a video to a friend of mine saying, I'm done. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He also showed his voter registration card in Florida. And he showed that he is now a proud Republican voter. Finally, he sent a picture of himself in a MAGA hat. What have I told you people that listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com? I said when leftists leave the Democrats, they don't leave like reluctantly. They leave and they become zealots for our side. 27-year-old former socialist said he looked into things on his own. He found out that Democrats have been lying through their teeth about Donald Trump. Boom! I just dropped some knowledge on you. Glad you are here. Welcome again. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, real stories, real people. I don't make stuff up. I don't want you to feel good because I hope everybody feels good because I'm giving you stuff that I guarantee you are real stories. These are people converting. Now, you show me where somebody leaves the Republican Party and says, man, I can't stand it. I want to go over there and become a total Democrat. I'm now a socialist. That person doesn't exist. If they were thinking that way, they were never a Republican to begin with. You show me somebody who voted for Donald Trump that says, I'm done. I mean, vehemently done. Walks away, and not only walks away, puts on a Biden-Harris sign and starts really going, you know, I'm all in for the Democrats, becomes one of these Antifa guys, joins BLM, whatever else. The only people doing that are the people that they have. The Democrats are experiencing nothing but attrition. So, you still worry? Mm-hmm. Because you look worried to me. I don't see your face on the radio, but I feel your vibe. You're still a little worried. Let me give you some more information. So, a friend of mine has a TV show. He talked to his team in the UK. Slated to do a show there. I don't know what the show and the details of it. He just said, yeah, I've been talking to some people about doing a show. I can't tell you who, you know, big name. He says, they mentioned politics, and he says he's avoided it for obvious reasons. Conservative dude, making his way, doesn't want to blow the deal, so he just stays out of it. What he's doing is unrelated to politics. But anyway, they wondered, they said to him, what's going on with this guy Biden? And he's like, what do you mean? And they wondered how many people in the U.S. could support Captain Demento. And he was flabbergasted. He was like, is this a trap? Is this a trick? But he didn't say anything. And then, I'm going to give you some good news, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm dropping some jewels on you today, because you deserve it. But they said, you know, that Donald Trump, he managed to do something really remarkable. He's negotiated peace in the Middle East. They were floored that Donald Trump has got two Arab countries that signed on with Israel for peace. And guess what, folks? There's another nine or so, I don't know how many, but there's a bunch of them that are waiting. We talked about it. They were floored. They saw, originally, they saw Trump as a do-nothing guy. They believed the hype. Folks, this is permeating all over the world. You can no longer look at Donald Trump and go, well, what's he do? He's that bloke that gets on Twitter all the time and he's criticizing people. And I just wish he would stay over the Twitter thing, you know? No. They recognize him and they're going, wait a minute. This dude is actually accomplishing stuff. Kim Jong-un is not threatening the world. Now, he's probably in a coma right now, but he's not threatening the world. Donald Trump stepped across the North Korean line. Symbolically, he's put Israel and the UAE and Bahrain together, something that Nancy Pelosi says is a distraction, and Andrea Mitchell says, oh, well, I don't really see that's a big deal. We have that clip.
And at the White House today, Israel and two Arab nations signed a new diplomatic agreement that will normalize relations and bring them closer together. But as Andrea Mitchell reports, a broader Middle East peace is still an elusive goal.
With pomp and circumstance, the president heralding the first Arab nations to recognize Israel since 1994, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East.
Both countries have quietly dealt with Israel for years, sharing intelligence against Iran, a common enemy. But today's agreements open the doors for trade, travel, and tourism. But it is not Middle East peace. Left out, the Palestinians, abandoned by their Arab neighbors, powerless to do anything but protest. The UAE is likely to get what it wants, coveted F-35 stealth bombers from the U.S. The big winners, two embattled political leaders, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, owing President Trump for helping him squeak out two recent election victories, still under pressure at home, but flying here to return the favor and getting a key to the White House.
And it's a key to our country and to our hearts?
The key to the hearts of the people of Israel because of all the great things we've done.
And the president can portray himself as a peacemaker. He says worthy of a Nobel Prize, 49 days before the election.
Yeah, President Trump said it was worthy of a Nobel. No, Andrea. Nobel said it was worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize nomination. Three of them, in fact. And he more than deserves it. Because all the other politicians did was kick the can down the road. All I'm telling you people is this. I'm telling you, you got young Democrats, socialists, who have said, I've had enough, and they're moving over. Do you know any? You got any avowed Democrats who said, I got to tell you, Chuck, I got to tell you, Gina, Katrina, whatever, I'm moving over. I'm telling you what the world is now saying about your president and his peace deal, and they're watching his other moves, too. Don't think this is isolated. Don't think they don't know that we have the best leader in the free world. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If I were a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, I would lie about Donald Trump. I ain't gonna lie. I would lie like a hound dog waiting for a belly rub. Are you kidding me? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, let me slow that down for those people who can't speak Ebonics. The KevinJacksonShow.com. I would lie if I was a Democrat. You have no other choice. The truth about Trump is too devastating to you if you are a leftist, plutopian, Democrat, progressive, whatever you call yourselves. You are in the line of fire. You are getting run over by the train. You are getting kicked in the naughty bits, punched in the gut. I don't know which metaphor you want to use, but you're getting your butt kicked by Donald Trump. U.S. median income increased by 6.8% last year. The average American household made $68,700. That is the highest amount ever recorded. Go look it up. I don't come up with stats. I just tell you what they are. If I was a Democrat, I would lie about Donald Trump. I would tell you, did y'all see this story? Some beauty queen goes, he raped me. Really? Okay, Christine Blasey Ford's, you know, holy mother of. Let me tell you, try. It's fun to watch these people try this stuff. Got no press. It got nothing. I'm bringing it up because many of you probably didn't know. Yeah, another bimbo is accused. Oh, lying skank! There you go. Accused Donald Trump of doing something. Look, I'm not exuding billionaires from doing crazy stuff, but I'll tell you this. Billionaires who care about their brand, who do not drink or do drugs, are not going to sexually molest any woman. Not when it's so easily available. Women that go for that kind of a guy, are a dime a dozen is overpriced. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you can fool them lefties. You want to fool them, you want to play, run some game on some I don't know, some people out there that want to play. Oh, Kevin, oh, you got to give them the benefit of it. Y'all want to get a game run on you? I'm not even going to argue with you. But you're not going to run game on me. I've lived too long. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I know the nature of people. Better than most. The only person that probably, not the only one, but one of the only ones who knows more about people than I do is Dr. Phil. You know, Kevin, you know a lot, but I think I know more. I got a degree in psychology. Okay, Dr. Phil, don't be arguing with me on my own show. All right? You get what I'm saying, folks? The point is, I know people, and that didn't happen. I've called it right every time because I know people. Did I mention that? I know people. That my producers, jot that down. I know people. Because I don't want anybody to forget. But I'm about to share the most devastating information to you that you may not have really recognized. It may not be hitting your radar screen the way it hits mine. Because I think differently than a lot of people. And this is something I'm going to tell you. You probably hadn't thought about. You probably hadn't heard. If you listen to other stations, probably haven't considered. They probably haven't considered it either or either if you choose. Either way. With all the left, here it comes. Pay attention. You might want to jot this one down because you may want to listen to this particular segment of the KevinJacksonShow.com again. So you can break it down for others. But here's what I'm going to tell you. With all that the left, pay attention. Hey, you over there, stop talking. With all that the left have tried on us, they have failed. In everything, they have failed. I want you to understand, nothing has worked. Nothing. They can't get the courts to help them. They can't get law enforcement to help them. Let me break it down for you, okay? They attempted to crush the economy with WuFlu. That was probably one of the biggest desperation moves. I want you to understand how bad things have to be where you say, I'm willing to take myself down. I'm willing to take out my own peeps in order to get somebody. I mean, that is a level of evil. That's not regular fight your battle. That's evil. When you say, look, I don't care what happens to anybody. It's like the dude that drives his car off the cliff because he's having an argument with his wife and the kids are in the back. And he's like, I don't even care. That's what the left have done. That's a great metaphor, too. So they tried to crush the economy. They said, if Trump's going to have you, nobody's going to have you. And they tried to get Trump, you, us, in multiple ways. I don't need to recount them for you. They tried in so many ways. Every single one of them failed. I want to go back to what I said earlier. The lesson here. The most devastating information that you haven't considered. With everything they're trying against us, they have failed. This is like Pharaoh going after Moses. You know what I'm saying? We will send chariots and we will run them down. And God goes, oh, how about this fire tornado? You know, and he goes, oh, now we backed them up against the sea. They've got nowhere to go. And Moses parts the seas. And then all the Israelites go across and the Pharaoh loses his whole army into the water. I mean, there's nothing he could do. God is going, I'm going to rain some frogs down on you. I'm going to bloody up the Nile. You got nothing. This is exactly what's happening. Everything they tried against Donald Trump has failed. You've watched frogs come down. I mean, you've watched all the plagues. They can't do anything about it. Social media dominance. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. They got dominance, and you are still whooping that head. You ready? I'm not done. Media dominance. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN. What's the other one? Name them. They got them all. All the media outlets, including Fox News. And nothing. Donald Trump puts out a tweet. Boom. So you think about this. Donald Trump uses social media to destroy social media and the media. Now that is God going, here's some pestilence for you, Pharaoh. Education system has indoctrinated many of these kids. It's unbelievable how stupid they are. It's not helping them. Not winning. Because Donald Trump's getting them jobs. He's giving them relief on their student loans. He's revamping the education system. The worst thing that the Democrats, they don't even realize how bad they screwed up using the Woo Flu to let parents get their kids' education back into their own domain. And now people are looking at it going, whoa. Failed again. Here's my point. Everything they've tried against us, they've had huge advantages, not little ones, huge. And they've all failed. You should be asking yourself why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is testifying before a Democratic-led House committee regarding the administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary also says the White House is willing to sign on to a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
More than 200,000 Americans are dead because of coronavirus complications. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying the United States crossed that threshold on Tuesday. Over 95,000 deaths have come from five states, including New York, California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. More than 6.8 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising to move ahead with consideration of a Supreme Court nominee.
The president planned to use the power the voters gave him to make a nomination. Senators will use the power the voters gave us to either provide or withhold consent as we see fit.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The city of Louisville making preparations as a grand jury decision appears to be forthcoming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tough times to be a Democrat. Oh, but you have a smile on your face, don't you? Well, not just because you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, but because you are on the side of righteousness. Welcome back, everybody. So, Joe Biden's doing one of his events or something, and he says, Donald Trump never addressed this Chinese Wu flu thing during the State of the Union. Oh, you know the thing. And it was a lie. And people have been playing that clip showing that Biden completely lied about it. Yeah. Oh, man. I would hate to be a Democrat. I just talked about it. I would hate to be a Democrat. You are forced to lie. You are forced to be disingenuous across the board. So much so that, I mean, you have to question yourself. See, that's the problem with the Democrats today is the lies are so obvious, many of them are questioning themselves. Leftists around the world, Donald Trump has them questioning themselves. It's one thing for you to go, well, man, I don't know about that Donald Trump, and you question his move. When you have to start questioning, wait a minute, this dude got world peace going here, man. He's just, all he's saying is NATO pay your bills. All he's saying is, you know, in trade it ought to be fair. The United States shouldn't be paying for everything. All he's saying is he's not going to fight unreasonable wars. All he's saying is, hey, have pride in your own country. He's not saying America's the best. It kind of is, but he's saying if you're in Poland, think Poland's the best. He's starting to make sense. Oh, no, what do I do? How do I reconcile my hatred? My abject hatred. So what do? Democrats lie. Joe Biden, he hasn't acted quickly enough with this Chinese Wu flu pandemic. He didn't say anything during the State of the Union because you know what? Those words would have been so powerful. Donald Trump saying those words. See, because Barack Obama said a lot of pretty words at State of the Unions. He did nothing, but he said a lot of pretty words. If he'd only said something. Oh, he did, Joe. And not only did Donald Trump say something, he did something. Yeah, if you see something, say something and do something. And he did. Donald Trump said, hey, China, we're working with you, but you got to give up some data. We got to know what's going on. Chinese go, oh, Mr. Trump, no, we don't know what we want to give you data yet. We figure out, we get back with you. Donald Trump says, okay, freeze. I don't want any China people coming over here. And the left, he's a racist xenophobe that hates Chinese. Yeah, he shifted from the Mexicans to the Chinese. And as Forrest said, and just like that, Donald Trump no longer hated Mexicans and he hated Chinese. Right? So, I mean, he did everything right. Quick. Freeze this. Start developing a vaccine that we don't even need. He said, we heard studies from other countries, hydroxychloroquine works. Oh my God, he wants to get us killed up in her. And I could go on. And you wonder why Donald Trump is little by little marching, just slowly creeping, not even slowly, to be honest with you. It's happening fast. He's blasting these Democrats. They don't know where to go. Don't know where to go. So we find out through Rasmussen that Donald Trump, this was last week. I said, when the fake news polls have Donald Trump ahead, it's over. It's over. And it already has been happening. They don't want to talk about him. But the fake news polls, like Rasmussen, all Zogby, they're all fake news polls. They are not polling you and me. And even when they do you answer them? I have an answer. I've gotten, I don't know, 4 or 5 telephone poll things. I haven't answered a one. Thought about doing some misinformation to throw the Democrats off, but I didn't want, I said, you know what, I don't want them even thinking Biden's ahead, even though I know he's not. In other words, if I give you my approval for Biden and I'm skewing the numbers, I don't even want to do that. So you know what I do? I don't want to let you know I'm for Trump. That's why you're talking about this under the water, the iceberg under the water. I was asked this on another radio show last week. I said, the iceberg under the water is bigger than it, in 2020 than it was in 2016. Because I'm a proud Trump supporter. I don't wear the hat. I don't wear a Trump FU mask or anything like that. I just go along my merry way. Because I'm saying I'm going to give you a bigger surprise this time than I did last time. And so many of you are the same way. I live in a very pro-conservative neighborhood. I've seen one Trump guy out there. All my neighbors are voting for Trump. None of us have a sign up. Not because we're afraid, but no need. It's like we know where we're voting. So I think it's bigger. I don't think it is. I know it's bigger. And the polling is now vetting me out. What I've been telling you guys all along is that Donald Trump is going to walk through fire easily. And like Superman, in a suit, and he's going to strut. I can tell by the way he moves that book on the wall, my man. He's going to stand alive right through the fire as if it's not even burning. That's how cool he's going to do the strut. It's going to be fun to watch. And this new Rasmussen poll has him ahead of Biden 1% in a national poll. And the left lost their minds. They were mad at Rasmussen. How dare you publish this poll? I want you to just understand how mad you have to be that a dude goes, hey, we did a poll, and this is what came out. We paid you for a different result. Couldn't get him. Donald Trump, 52% positive, 46% negative. I know he tied in the 52%. This is a job performance. I know he tied that. I think they did 52% before. But this is the best balance between positive about the economy or his job performance and negative that he's had on record is what I was told. Now, I don't know if I believe it or not. I believe it's the best that they've measured with these fake news polls. But I'm convinced Donald Trump's approval on his handling of the economy, his job performance, has got to be approaching 60%, which is Armageddon for Democrats. Why do I say that? Because of what I said to you earlier. I told you about a young man who was a socialist, friends of a friend kind of thing, and he said, I'm no longer a Democrat. He proudly told his friend, who's a friend of mine, I'm no longer a Democrat. Sent a video of him throwing away all his Democrat books, things he treasured. These were his treasures. These were his precious, right? His precious. He was throwing them away. And he videotaped them, throwing these books individually away in his trash bin. Then he sent a picture of his Republican registration in Florida, and finally a picture of himself in a MAGA hat. And see, that's commitment. That's not just walking away. That's walking away and saying, F you, strong memo to follow. That's what this guy did. And then I went on to tell you about what the world is thinking about your president. He's not a buffoon anymore. Nobody's talking about Twitter. He tweets too much. They're talking about him brokering peace deals. And here's what's so beautiful about that. Let me just explain. Jared Kushner did this, his son-in-law. Happens to be Jewish. Kushner was given the task of Donald Trump to make that happen. And he did. Before that, do you guys know this? Kushner was given the task of implementing criminal justice reform. Do you know what he did? He did it. First step, first chance, second chance act. First step, second chance acts. Jared Kushner. He gets those done. And Trump is already, folks are getting out of prison, being reunited with their families. They've been given second chances. We're working on projects to help some of these guys getting out of jail, out of prison, to go get jobs. I mean, we're doing this to support the president's activities. Not even looking for accolades. I'm just telling you what we're doing. And then Jared Kushner gets tasked with the next thing. And the next thing is, go get world peace, Jared. And you know what he does? He goes and he does it. What this says about Donald Trump is he knows how to pick people and how to delegate and how to get stuff done. And the left can't handle that. They can't handle it. What? And all of that is showing up in the polling. Yeah. He's ahead of Biden now nationally on a weighted poll. When I say weighted, I mean Democrats responding more than Republicans, independents more than Republicans, and all of it, Donald Trump's still winning. Now, I told you before, Donald Trump has never not led a poll since Biden entered the race. Never. Don't believe it for a second. It hasn't happened. But now it's officially out of the bag. You know, we know. Tracking polls, all of it. Donald Trump's start. You've seen the worm turn. And now the Democrats, if you think they were desperate before, you wait. AOC says she's happy that Biden's in there because they can do whatever they want with him. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All the traps that Democrats set for President Trump were sprung on the trappers, the trap setters. They trapped themselves. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. That's why you are here. And I'm glad that you're here. Breaking down the nonsense, the craziness of the world. And you want to hear some craziness. It only took 100 days, $2 billion, 10,000 arrests, before Pelosi finally had to capitulate and say, Donald Trump was right. These were riots. They were looters, and we needed to do something about it. Oh, you know what? Let's back the blue. Oh, my gosh. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Here's what happened. Last week, Nancy Pelosi finally condemned these people from the House floor. She finally got up and said it. Now, you might ask yourself this. What took so long, Nancy? Let me give you the answer, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What took so long is the Democrats wanted to stew on this. It was something of their own creation. You can't just kill your own baby. No, no, no. You gotta give it a chance. Well, at least when it's a devil. They give it a chance. They don't kill it on the birthing table. So they birthed these movements of Antifa and BLM. They stoke the violence every chance they get. They are evil people, these Democrats. Don't be fooled in the least. They wanted this. Kamala Harris said, not only do we want it, it's going to keep on happening up until the election and even after. We support this. Nancy Pelosi said it. We support peaceful demonstrations. We participate in them. They are the part of the essence of our democracy. Those are her words. And she knew what was going on. Violence, looting, even death. She didn't care. Starting fires. Arsonists running around, burning things up. Oh, I know. Global climate change, right, people? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now she says that does not include looting, starting fires, and rioting. They should be prosecuted. That is lawlessness. How did Nancy take 100 days to finally come to her senses? Because I'm going to break it down for you. See, the Democrats birthed this baby. They wanted it to grow legs. It was a lab-created baby. They thought they could make this baby grow up fast. And this baby would get its own legs. It would walk. It would crawl, walk, and run in a matter of months. And it would take this country down. It would scare us to death on top of this whole woo flu nonsense that I've completely debunked. It was meant to make all that work out. But they're timing it. See, there's these things called interdependencies when you're planning strategies. And what Nancy didn't figure out was if you're going to plan a woo flu pandemic, a scamdemic, you can't have rioters who don't wear masks and who don't social distance, because then people start seeing the ruse of the other thing. Oh, and by the way, it's common sense to understand that law should prevail. The minute you start looting and burning things down, then law enforcement needs to do its job. That's common sense for everybody. The Democrats don't count on you having that. Why? Because they don't have any. Keep up. 100 days, $2 billion. She called cops, she compared cops to being stormtroopers. She called Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Whip, Minority Leader, the enemy of the state. Yeah, but she had time to get that appointment in there, didn't she, to get her hair done. She had time to violate the rules set for everybody else. She and her Democratic compatriots have time to have businesses have to shut down, businesses that have been destroyed. $2 billion worth of damage. And Nancy finally wants to speak out. All these Democratic mayors, oh, please give us money, please, please, please. These people are not violent. They're just upset. They're just wanting to get their voices heard. Well, you know what? I remember a group that wanted to get their voices heard called the Tea Party. And none of this occurred under them. Have any of you ever gotten a bill? You think the taxpayers have gotten a bill from the Tea Party movement after we did some event? Never happened. So now, Democrats are shifting their positions. Bill Barr prosecuting thousands of people. You saw where the guy in, was it Lancaster, Pennsylvania? He said, $1 million bail. You want to discourage this kind of stuff? $1 million bail. Several of those people got their bail set of that. He said, of the 9 who were given that bail amount, none of them were able to post it. 12 adults charged with criminal conspiracy for arson, riot, institutional vandalism, failure to disperse, obstructing highways and other public passages, disorderly conduct, defiant trespassing. additional charges of illegal possession of a firearm. You believe this? Eight of them aren't even Lancaster residents. See, they've been getting away with this all the time. And finally, law and order gets restored. Under whom? Under President Trump. He's the one that sent in those, Pelosi described, stormtroopers so that citizens of this country can feel safe in their own cities. That's why he did it. And why did they protest in Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Over the death of a dude named Munoz, 27-year-old schizophrenic who attacked the police with a knife. They had to put him down because he's crazy. You know why he's walking the streets? Because leftists won't let you declare him crazy, because they say it'll demoralize him if he goes to actually have to get help and stay on his meds and save his own life. They don't want to do that. You want to know what Black Lives Matter is protesting and all these other people? They're protesting because their movement is losing steam. White people are finally going, look, enough is enough. You're not going to get any more sympathy out of us. So BLM is now resorting to going, well, I guess we got to find us a Mexican to protest. That's why. I want you to understand what's happening in these movements, the changes that are occurring. Forget what you hear about it. That's not the thing. The thing, you know the thing. The thing is, BLM recognizes it is not going to, it's on its death throes. It's in its death throes, I'm telling you. People like me, we are fighting these guys tooth and nail for all the right reasons. There's a reason why they cannot succeed, because they are morally wrong. And Nancy Pelosi having to do this mea culpa, that is some cold crow that she got served by Donald Trump. Understand the significance, folks, of these two things that happened. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a judge says $1 million bail. You want to know the sign that's sent over the bow to all these Antifa little chumps? You can do this stuff in Portland. You can do it in Seattle. You start spreading it, and you're going to sit in jail. You know what bar having 10,000 people arrested and sending some of them to the federal pen where you're going to do the entire bit? You know what he's saying? You keep doing this and watch what happens to you. And you know what Pelosi finally had to do? I want you to understand the symbolism here. Pelosi had to capitulate. She had to get on bended knee to Donald Trump and say, I don't condone these rioters and these arsonists, and that is really bad. You know why they did it? Because the polling says Donald Trump is on the right side of the right issue. And you wonder if you're losing this country? I always want you to understand a little bit more of the bigger picture. If you wonder if you're losing this country, ask yourself why Pelosi had to go before the man and stand up in front of the chambers of the House and say, I condemn this. It only took 100 days, $2 billion, and 10,000 arrests. And a judge in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that had the cojones to say, I'm going to give you a fine you can't pay. Yeah, Nancy, you paying attention? Hey, Democrats, you listening? Is this thing on? This country's being won back by the sane. You don't always see the signs, but I'm going to point them out to you. Because when you miss them, you get scared and you wonder, Kevin, man, we're too far gone. Everybody's wondering this. The Democrats are in such bad shape, they don't know how to see straight. And you're worried. Don't be worried. Do your job as a citizen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.